WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of reality check. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack filled with resentments? Like you're lugging around past hurts and letting them weigh you down? You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic or your co-worker steals your thunder, and suddenly you're fuming. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to anger, bitterness, and resentment doesn't just hurt others, it poisons us from the inside out. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness, not for them, but for ourselves. It's about finding peace within and creating space for joy and happiness. Think of forgiveness as a mental detox, a way to release those heavy emotional toxins that are cluttering your mind. It's not about condoning or forgetting what happened, it's about choosing to let go of the bitterness so it doesn't control you anymore. When we forgive, we break free from the shackles of anger and resentment, freeing ourselves to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey towards forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Let's get real, holding on to grudges is exhausting. It keeps your mind constantly reliving the past, which prevents you from truly being present in the now. Think of it like this. Every time you dwell on an offense, you're giving that negative event power over your emotions. Forgiveness is about reclaiming that power and choosing to focus on the good things in your life. 2. It's not about them, it's about you. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what happened was okay or condoning someone's actions. It's about acknowledging their role in the situation, understanding that they might have acted out of pain or insecurity themselves. We all have those moments. And choosing to release your anger so it doesn't control you anymore. 3. Forgiveness takes time. Don't expect to magically erase years of hurt overnight. It's a process, a journey of healing and self-discovery. Be patient with yourself, take things one step at a time, and remember that progress is better than perfection. Every small act of letting go moves you closer to peace. 4. Practice empathy. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, it means understanding their motivations and recognizing that they are human, just like you. Sometimes, a little empathy can go a long way in softening the hurt and opening your heart to forgiveness. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life. When you're grateful for what you have, it's easier to let go of resentment for what was taken from you. Take time each day to appreciate the little joys. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These moments of gratitude can shift your perspective and lighten your load. Okay, picture this. You're walking down the street when someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over your favorite new shirt. You feel that initial surge of anger, frustration, maybe even a little panic. But instead of letting the anger take over, you take a deep breath and remember what we talked about today. You acknowledge their clumsiness, everyone has those moments, apologize for any discomfort, and offer to help them clean up the mess. You realize that holding on to anger won't change anything, it'll only make you feel worse. By choosing forgiveness, even if it feels small at first, you set yourself free from the burden of negativity and allow yourself to move forward with grace. So, remember, forgiveness is a powerful tool for cultivating inner peace and happiness. It's not about forgetting or condoning, it's about choosing to let go of anger so you can live a more fulfilling life. This week, challenge yourself to practice forgiveness in your own life. Identify someone you need to forgive, whether it's a friend, family member, or even yourself, and take those first steps towards releasing the resentment. You might be surprised by how much lighter you feel. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what resonates with you and how do you plan to put these principles into practice. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic calm. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.